Chapter 12. Another Story.
Philip and William told me everything. Then William said,
"Look up there. There's the nest at the top of that tall tree. Can you see it? We slept in there."
"We built that nest with sticks and leaves,"
Mr. Egg said happily.
"You slept in a nest," I said. "And did the ducks sleep in your house?"
"Yes, they did," Mrs. Egg said.
"Go and look at our bathroom. It's very dirty. They put lots of water in the bath and they swam in it all night. There are lots of feathers in it now. There are feathers everywhere."
"Ducks like water,"
Mr. Egg said.
"They had a good time in our house."
Then there was a loud noise. Bang! And then there was another and another and another. Bang! Bang! Bang!
"Someone is hunting," I shouted.
"It's Jim Cooper,"
Mr. Egg said.
"He has three children and they all love shooting. The Cooper family often go hunting near here."
Bang! 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 I started to get very angry and my body was now very hot. Then I could feel the magic in my right hand. It was getting stronger and stronger, and my magic finger was very red. I turned and I started running fast.
"What's wrong?"
Mr. Egg shouted.
"Where are you going?"
"I'm going to find the Coopers," I shouted.
"But why do you want to find them?"
asked Mrs. Egg.
"Wait and see," I shouted. "They'll all sleep in a nest tonight."
Roald Dahl, Penguin Readers, The Magic Finger. Illustrated by Quentin Blake. Level 2. This book has been simplified for English language learners by Kirsty Law. Series editor, Madeline Burgess. Read by Jenny Bryce. Copyright, The Roald Dahl Story Company Limited, 2024.